Stand Your Ground. A little more in-depth on that now. Let's bring in Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, on what the governor signed yesterday and what it means. Morning, Tim.
Good morning.
So, Governor Mike DeWine yesterday signed this, the Stand Your Ground bill. It was a Senate Bill 175. To quote the governor yesterday, he said, "I have always believed that it's vital that law-abiding citizens have the right to legally protect themselves when confronted with life-threatening situations." Now, he's a former prosecutor as well. He had some second thoughts, I think, about signing this, but he did. What's the change? What's it mean?
Basically, what this Senate Bill 175 does is it repeals Ohio's duty to retreat law, and that did force victims of violent crime to retreat before they're legally able to defend themselves. So basically, a person, carry concealed weapon permit person, has the right to defend themselves, and they don't have to prove, nor do they have to retreat in order to be justified. And this was a long time coming. Ohio has 4 million gun owners, and when you require someone to retreat, you're really getting into a very difficult area to prove. And then, once again, Bill, what's retreat? Taking 3 steps backwards, running halfway around the block, and it became very difficult. And what you really did is you put the innocent in a very significant, tough situation, and you gave an advantage to the criminal. So this repeals that.
The National Rifle Association, NRA, said indeed it does favor in the past by signing this. It's a change. Governor DeWine now ensuring the law favors the victim and not the criminal. To your point, I was talking to an attorney about this, who the explanation was, if I feel threatened and I've got a gun, it was up on me to first find safety, to run away from the danger, where now I could, quote unquote, stand my ground. And, we're leaving this up to a jury to look at what I'm trying to think in a split second, how to protect myself.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you're certified to carry a firearm. You're minding your own business. You're defending yourself or your family. And then that's another thing. You're with loved ones, and you got to retreat, and they're standing there while you retreat. It's proven to be very difficult, because now in these situations before, the person who's the innocent, who's the victim, has to go out of their way to prove that they retreated. And here's a criminal who's attacking someone with a baseball bat, a crowbar, a knife, a gun. And this law is following a trend nationally. There's now, I think, about 36 other states, a total of 36 states, that have done the same thing that Ohio just did and the governor just did.
All right, Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, in-depth on it, Stand Your Ground, which is now law in the state. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you.